From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The United States Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, had strong words for North Korea Monday at a meeting of the UN Security Council.
Kim Jong-un's action cannot be seen as defensive. He wants to be acknowledged as a nuclear power. But being a nuclear power is not about using those terrible weapons to threaten others. Nuclear powers understand their responsibilities. Kim Jong-un shows no such understanding. His abusive use of missiles and his nuclear threats show that he is begging for war.
Haley said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is, quote, begging for war with his actions, and the U.S. doesn't want war, but our patience, she said, is not unlimited. President Trump and South Korean President Moon Jae-in on Monday agreed to lift payload restrictions on South Korean missiles and push for even stronger sanctions at the U.N. against North Korea. In Seoul, government officials told reporters that Moon is also calling for the U.N. to consider blocking oil shipments to the north. Gunmen in southwestern Pakistan ambushed a security forces convoy Monday, killing at least three soldiers and injuring three others. The convoy of the Paramilitary Frontier Corps was returning from a counterinsurgency operation when it was attacked in the remote Panjur district of Baluchistan province. And the Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi was in Myanmar for meetings Monday with the country's leader Aung San Suu Kyi about the ongoing crisis in Rakhine State. This is VOA News. In an unprecedented ruling, Kenya's Supreme Court on Friday nullified the results of the recent presidential election and called for new polls within 60 days. Kenya's Electoral Commission says the election will take place on October 17th. From Nairobi, the VOA's Jill Craig has more about what happens next.
Kenya's presidential spokesman said Monday that the government will not replace the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, a decision that will no doubt anger the opposition, which said Friday that the panel committed criminal acts and that most belong in jail. Nanjala Nyabola is a Nairobi-based writer and political analyst. She argues that low public confidence in the IEBC will be a big concern going into the next election and believes the commissioner should resign.
In good conscience, if they look at the indictment that they've received from the justices, they should consider stepping aside and letting their alternates take their position. That would be the ideal situation.
In the meantime, Kenyans are still waiting for the release of the Supreme Court's full judgment, which is required within 21 days of the ruling. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
The White House is expected to announce a decision about deferred action for childhood arrivals on Tuesday, with early media reports indicating that President Trump will end the program, which has shielded hundreds of thousands of young undocumented immigrants from deportation for the last 5 years. Officials who described the move to journalists said it would come with a 6-month delay meant to give Congress time to address the issue. Lawmakers were not involved in instituting the program, which was created through an executive order by then-President Barack Obama. A protest is planned in front of the White House Tuesday morning in support of DACA and its recipients, about 800,000 people across the country who were brought to the United States as children. Demonstrations are also expected in other cities across the United States. And after months of negotiations, the Colombian government has reached a ceasefire agreement with the country's last active guerrilla group, the National Liberation Army. The announcement was made in Quito, the capital of neighboring Ecuador, where talks were being held. The deal was reached on the eve of the visit to Colombia of Pope Francis. FARC, Colombia's largest rebel group, signed a peace deal with the government last year, largely ending 5 decades of war. You can read more about these and other developing and late-breaking stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Smith reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.